Ойрайса.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nunvav Amud Aleph. We're holding four lines from the bottom on an Hem base. So we're really mamish in the middle of a Shakla V'Tarya. We mentioned the Gemara in Shkalim, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that there was no special collection box, there was no Shaifer for Kinei Chayva. And he said that the reason for this was B'bnei HaTaravis. So we said in the Gemara, what does it mean, B'bnei HaTaravis? Why was there no special collection box for the Kinei Chayva? So the Gemara first wanted to say that what he meant is that we're always going to have to be Chayshesh, that maybe one of the people that put their money into the box, maybe they died. And if so, it's money of a, part of the money of Kinei Chayva goes the Chatas. So it's money of a Chatas that the owner of it died, which the halacha is that the money has to get thrown into the Yam. So we might have money in here that's puzzle. So being that we might have money in here that's puzzle, we're not going to be able to use any of the money. All the money is going to be possible to use because of there's money mixed in, which is possible, so we won't be able to use any of the money. The Gemara said that we're not really chayshish for Misa, so you're never really going to have to be chayshish for that. So then the Gemara switched and said that rather what it is what Rabbi Yehuda meant is that we're chayshish, that maybe we're going to find out that someone actually died. Not that we're chayshish someone died, but maybe we're going to find out that someone died. And if we find out that someone died, so we're going to know for sure that there's money in here, in this collection box that's possible. And it's going to ruin all the money. We won't be able to use any of the money. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why don't we just use Breira? Take four zuz out. Let's say it's 100 zuz in the box. Take four zuz out, which is the price of one person's carbon, and we'll throw those four zuz into the Yam, and we'll view it retroactively like this is the four zuz that the person who died put in, and then the rest of the money will be mutter. Use this concept of Breira. And so the Gemara said that no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this idea of retroactively deciding something, Breira. Rabbi Yehuda is less like Breira. Now our Gemara says Minalan. What's the Makar? We're not just going to let the Gemara get away with it. Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Breira Mechatesi. How do you know that this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira? So the Gemara in our Amud is going to bring one potential Raya. We're going to show that it's not a Raya, and then on tomorrow's Amud we're going to bring the actual Raya. But says the Gemara, so we know, and what's the Raya that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira? E Lema, maybe you'll say it's Mehadit Nan. It's from that which we learned. The Lacha is Halakeya Chiyayin Mibin Akusim. Let's say a person buys wine from Kusim. So the way our sugya seems to be mavur is that our Gemara is treating Kusim is a big sugya, what exactly they are, if they truly converted, did they just convert out of fear, Chazal Ragayis are on them at some point, that they should be like Goyim. Our sugya seems to be treating the Kusim as actual Jews. However, they're chashed on Trumas and Maestros. They weren't careful about Trumas and Maestros. Not just like an Amaretz. We find the concept of Demai. Demai is if a person buys Paris from an Amaretz. So the halacha is you have to take off again, Meiser. It's called Demai. Why? Because we're Chayshish that maybe didn't take off Meiser. However, Chazal explained that really there's a rive that they take off Trumas and Meisers. And therefore, Min HaTorah, it's not Teva. Min HaTorah, you could assume everything's fine. It's just Midurabonon that they were Geyser, something called Demai, to take it off again. This is much more severe. This is Alokeach Yayim Yibena Kusim. Kusim are Mamish Chashad. There's no rive that they take off Trumas and Meisers. They're Mamish Chashad that they don't take off Trumas and Meisers. So one who buys wine from Kusim, so now, of course, he's going to have to take off Trumas and Maisers. Not just the Mai, it's Mamish Truma and Maiser. However, he bought the wine from the Kusim, and now he's holding Erev Shabbos Imcha Sheicha. He's holding Erev Shabbos by Bein HaShemashos. Now again, if it was the Mai, it would be a heter to take off the Mai Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos. But now we're holding that he bought the wine from Kusim. So it's Vadai Tevel. And so now what's he going to do? He needs to use this wine for Kiddush. So how is he going to be able to use this wine for Kiddush that he bought from the Kusim? So says the Mishnah, I made va'imer. He gets up and he declares that shnei lugin shani osid lahafresh, that the two lugin, 2 out of 100 is the minimum share, is the share for truma, 1/50. So he says really there's no share, but that's the typical share, 1 out of 50, 1/50. He says the two lugin out of the 100, the 2 out of the 100 lugin shani osid lahafresh, that I'm going to separate as truma, meaning after Shabbos, he's not able, you're not allowed to take off Truma and Maaser on Shabbos, but the two Lugan that I'm gonna take off after Shabbos, Harei Hein Truma, I'm declaring right now that they're Truma, and then after Shabbos, when he actually separates it, that's when he'll actually separate the Truma. But he'll say already, Bein HaShmashos Erev Shabbos, he'll say that the two Lugan that I'm going to separate, so that should be treated already as Truma. Asara Maaser Rishon, the 10 out of 100, really it's a little bit not Meduyak, because now there's only 98 left, and Maaser is 10%, so it's 9.8. But the Gemara is sort of ignoring, since it was only two Lugan that he took off, so we're sort of ignoring those two Lugan, Tosis points out. So Asara, the next 10 out of 100, that's going to be Maaser Rishon, which is 10%. So he takes on, and so he verbally declares that there's going to be Maaser Rishon and he's going to separate later. And Tisha Maaser Sheni, and there's going to be 9 out of the 90 that's left, now that he just took off 10 out of the 100, so now there's 90 left, 9 out of those 90, which is another 10%, is Maaser Sheni. Umechal, and then he redeems the Maaser Sheni, he's paided onto money, that's the way Rashi learns. Rashi says Umechal means he's paided. V'shaisa miyat, and then right away he could drink from the wine for Kiddush. Taisus learns that Avadi, you're not allowed to be paid that, for various reasons over here. You're not going to be allowed to be paid that, especially on Shabbos, but it means Umechal v'shoisa miyat. It means Mechal is Miloshon, he starts to drink right away, meaning he could then drink that wine for Kiddush. Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, that we rely on Breira, that after Shabbos, when he then takes off the Truma and Maaser, we'll look at it retroactively, that the wine that he drank was really always the Chulin, and the part that he separates is always was the part that was Truma and Maaser. So that's relying on this idea of Breira. So Rabbi Meir Shita is that we rely on Breira. However, says the Gemara, turning on Talmud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, Isrin. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, they all say it's Aser. Included in this list is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't rely on such a thing. Alma'im Breira. So you see from here, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that we don't rely on Breira. He doesn't hold the Breira, just like we said. Says the Gemara, that's not the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why these Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Shimon, that they say not to rely on this Eitzah, is not because they, Be'etzem, don't hold of it. It's not because they hold that we don't rely on Breira. Says the Gemara, Mimai, who says it's because they don't hold the Breira? Dilma Shani Hasam, Kedekatani Taima. Over there it's different. Like, they explain their reason. They say a different reason. In the Mishnah, they explain why they argue on Rabbi Meir. Sometimes it deals with what the Havamina was, to think that their Shita is based off of not holding of Breira. They say what the reason is. That Amr Laila Rabbi Meir, they said to Rabbi Meir, that Iata Maida Shema Yibaka Hanoid, aren't you Chayshish that maybe what's going to happen, he's going to have some wine for Kiddush, and then the whole bottle is going to break. Venimsa Shaisa Tavalum Lamafreya, so he's going to come out that he never got a chance to then take off the Truma and Maaser, and then it comes out Lamafreya that everything that he was drinking was completely Tevel, because he never took off Truma and Maaser. So the reason why they said not to rely on this Eitzah is because they were chayshish that maybe the bottle is going to break and the person's never going to end up taking off Truma and Maaser. That was their issue. Not because of not holding of Breira. It's because they were chayshish that he's going to be lemafreya, that he was drinking Tevel, drinking wine that he never took Truma Maaser off of. Now, Amr Lahem, and Rabbi Meir said back to them, lechashi yibaka. When it breaks, I'll deal with it. Which is the nice way of saying is, I'm not chayshish for the fact that it's going to break. So that's the machlekes. Nothing to do with Breira. It could be that really Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira. I figured since we had a short Amud today, so I would share something from the Marsham. The Marsham, whose Yartzeit is actually tonight. Matzei Tisha B'Av Tes Zayin Shvat is the Yartzeit of the Marsham. So I'll say something that he says over on our Sugya. Now you have to understand that the Marsham was mamash an incredible person. You look in the tshuvas of the other Gdaili Apaiskim in the times of the Marsham, and you see the way that they refer to the Marsham, that he was mamash incredible. He was an incredible makel as well, like a tremendous kayach da'atera, like his Talmud, the Ali Tamar on the Yerushalmi in Chagiga and Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, he writes about his Rebbe, that the reason why he was such a makel is because he had a tremendous pachad of being machmer on other people, to be machmer on people when really he was able to find the kula. He had a tremendous pacha that maybe he's going to be too machmer on someone. So he was mamish, he always searched to find a kula. Rav Shalom Shvadron, who was the Magid, the famous Magid of Yerushalayim, was the Marsham's grandson. He was actually named after him. The Marsham's name was Rav Shalom Shvadron. He was the original Rav Shalom Shvadron. But anyways, Rav Shalom Shvadron, who's the Magid of Yerushalayim, he's actually the one who put out the Marsham's farm. And in the beginning of Das Torah, which is the Maharsham's notes on Shulchan Aruch, so he writes a little bit of a biography about his grandfather, the Maharsham. And he writes how already in his youth, the Maharsham was naik to learn 16 hours a day. And he trained himself to survive on very, very little sleep. He says that he used to stick a peg into the wall behind him, into the wall next to him, and he would tie his payas onto the peg so that if he would start falling asleep while he was learning, so he would if his head would drop, so his payas would get yanked and it would wake him up. Mamish, an incredible masmid. He says he used to learn 20 blad a day. What does it mean he learned 20 blad a day? 4 blad of the 20 blad he learned Be'iyun, and 16 of the blad he learned Bekiyas. What does it mean Bekiyas? He explains Gemara Rashi Taisis. That was his Bekiyas. So the Iyun, you can imagine, was what the Iyun was like. Every single Shabbos, he was naik to finish the entire Masechah Shabbos and Erevin. Every single Shabbos, he finished the entire Masechah Shabbos and Erevin. They found later in his tour that he wrote on the binding of his tour, he wrote, the Maharsham wrote about himself today, and he wrote the date, today I finished learning Tor Beis Yosef for the 400th time. That was the Maharsham. Anyway, so the Maharsham says something in our sugya. What does he say? He says like this. The Shaar Melech already asked the Kasha in our sugya. The Shaar Melech is in Mikvais, in Hilchos Mikvais, in Perik Yud, Alach Vav, in Klal Vav. He asked the Kasha in our sugya. We said, in the Havamin at least, that the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda said that there was no Shaifer for the Kinei Chayva? He said that there was no Shaifer for the Kinei Chayva, because we're always going to have to be Chayshish, that maybe one of the people who put money in the box, maybe that person died. That was the Havamina. We ended up switching it and saying that the Chashash is that we're going to find out that Vaday a person died, but in the Havamina we said that the reason why that there was no Kinei Chayva box is because we will always have to be Chayshish that maybe one of the people that put money into the box, maybe that person died. And so therefore, let's say there's 100 Zuz in the box, we'll always have to be Chayshish that maybe 4 Zuz are possible, 4 Zuz come from a person who died, and therefore it's possible, and it's going to ruin all the money in the box, because it's all mixed in. So we mentioned yesterday from the Mishnah Lamelech, he said that why don't we say that the money is batal? Why don't we say that the 4 zuz is batal in the other 100 zuz? So we said, because money is chashuv, and therefore it's not batal. Now ask the Shaar HaMelech, that din, that something which is chashuv does not become batal, is a din derabanan. Really midaraisa, even if something's chashuv, it is batal. So it's only midarabanan that this money, that this chashash is true about. It's only midarabanan that the money is not batal. So ask the Shaar HaMelech, if we don't even know that someone died, so it should be Safek Derabban Lekula. What's the whole chashash that maybe someone died? Okay, now what's the problem if someone died? Because then there's pasul money mixed in. And what's the problem if there's pasul money mixed in? Because then midurabanan, it's not batal. So the whole chashash is a chashash durabanan. That maybe there's money in here that midurabanan is not batal. In fact, the Shaar HaMelech, we don't even know if someone died. So the whole chashash is a suffix, and it's a suffix on the durabanan. So we should say suffix durabanan lekula. That's the Shaar HaMelech's kasha nilchus mikvais. Why don't we say in our sugya, suffix durabanan lekula? So says the Shaar HaMelech, he says we have a raya from our sugi to a shach. What's the shach? The shach writes in Klali Svek Sveka in Isiyot Tes. He writes that even though generally we say a rule, Safek Derabanan Lekula, if you have something which is Ba'atzem, it started off as an Issa D'Araisa, and just now it's presenting itself as an Issa D'Rabanan. We'll be clear. What's the case? Let's say you have Safek Isser D'Araisa. Safek Trefa. An animal that you're not sure about the Shechita. It's a Safek Trefa, and it was cooked in a pot. So now you have Safek Isser D'Araisa that was cooked in this pot. So now this pot is Aser. Safek D'Araisa L'Chumra. So you have Safek Isser D'Araisa that was cooked in a pot. So the pot is the Safek D'Araisa L'Chumra. So it's going to be Aser. However, says the Shach, what happens after the pot is old? After 24 hours, so now it's Pugum. So now it's only Aser Midarabanan. Midaraisa, it's not Aser anymore. So now the pot's only Aser Midarabanan. So now we should say that the whole Isser was all a Safek. And now even if it was Aser, it's only going to be Aser Midarabanan. So why don't we switch l'chayr? We should say Safek Derabanan Lekula. Says the Shach, no. Since it started off as an Issa D'Araisa, even though now it became an Issa D'Rabanan, we still go l'chumra. We don't say Safek Derabanan Lekula in such a case. So says the Shaar HaMelech, it's the same thing in our Gemara. What's the suffix? The suffix is that we're, the thing that we're chayshish for is that maybe one of the people that put money in here, maybe he died. Now that money be'atzem is asur midareisa. Now it happens to be it's mixed in with everyone else's money. So being that it's mixed in, it's presenting itself now to us as a suffix to Rabbanon. But really be'atzem, it's a suffix to Areisa. So therefore it says the Shah HaMelech, like the Shach, it's very understandable, our Gemara, that that's why we don't apply the rule of suffix to Rabbanon Lekula. Because even though it's presenting itself to us as only a suffix to Rabbanon, maybe someone died, and even if he died, it's only not batal mi de Rabbanon, but really be'etzem, the iser of chata shemesu ba'leha, that money is be'etzem, pasal mi de Areisa, so it's be'etzem a suffix to Areisa, maybe someone died, just now it's presenting itself as a suffix to Rabbanon, says the Shah HaMelech, that's the Pshat Na'ar Gemara, that's why we don't apply the rule a suffix to Rabbanon l'kula. However, ask the Marsham in Tshuvas, Chilek Aleph Simen Kufav. Ask the Marsham on the Shah HaMelech. He brings down all of this. He mentioned a couple lines. And he asked on the Shah HaMelech that many Achrenim learn that even though the Shach says that when you have a Suffolk Daraisa which becomes Darabanim, we don't go Lekula, that's only when you knew about the Suffolk when it was Daraisa. Like in the Shach's case, you knew when you cooked the meat in the pot that there was a Suffolk Isser Daraisa that was cooked in the pot. At that time, you already knew about the Suffolk. So since you knew about the Suffolk already when it was an Isser Daraisa, so you have to go Lechumra. Even though now, after 24 hours, it becomes an Isser, a Suffolk Isser Darabanim, we still don't go Lekula because you knew about it already when it was an Issa Daraisa. However, says the Marsham, the Achrenim explained that when you only find out about it after the fact, if you only find out about it after it became an Issa Darabanan, so then the halacha is that you could go Lekula. So ask the Marsham, in our Gemara, we should still be able to go Lekula. Because even though Be'etzem, the Isser of Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha is an Isser Daraisa, but we're only finding out about it afterwards when we have this whole pot of money, we're saying that maybe one of the owners died. So we're only finding out about it afterwards when it's Batal and it's only Midarabanan that it's not Batal. So we're only finding out about it when it's an Isser Darabanan. So we should still be able to go Lekula. So he's saying that he's still stuck with the Kasha. That why don't we say Suffolk Darabanan Lekula? What was the Gemara's Havamina that we should be chayshish that maybe someone died? Even if someone died, what's the big deal? It's the money in here that's aser, it's batal. It's not batal because it's chashuv, that's only me Darabanan. So it's a Suffolk on the Darabanan. So Suffolk Darabanan Lekula. Ask the Marsham, the Shara Melch's Kasha is still shver. Says the Marsham, he explains based on a different yesod of the Dagul Mervavo. Dagul Mervavo, the Nadi Bihuda, in his notes on Yeridea, Reshim, the beginning of Simen Tezvav, so the Nadi Bihuda tells us over there that if you have a suffix which is bound to happen over time, a suffix which after a certain amount of time, it's for sure going to play out. This suffix is gonna play out. So then the halacha is that we're not makel on such a suffix. We're much more machmer and sveikas that they're bound to happen. So says the Marsham, if we would have a box for a kinei chayva, it's bound to happen over time that there's gonna be someone that died. That's just, it's inevitable. If you're always going to have such a collection box, it's bound to happen that at some point, this suffix is going to play out, that you're going to have a person that actually died. So being that the suffix is something which over time is eventually, it's bound to happen, so therefore we don't go Lekula on such a suffix. That's why, says the Masham in our Gemara, that was the Havamina, that we wouldn't say suffix Derban Lekula, and that we would be Chayshish, that maybe someone died. The Gemara ended up saying that we're not Chayshish Lemisa, rather the Chashash is we're going to find out that someone Vadai died, but says the Marsham, that's the Pshat and the Havamina of our Gemara, is this Yisoy, that the Neid Bihuda, that the Suffolk, which is bound to happen over a certain amount of time, so then we don't go to Kula.